Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. Just want to encourage you in your faith and in your walk of faith, knowing that God is faithful. Coming from John, the 11th chapter, dealing with the death of Lazarus, and as we said yesterday, that there are things that try to grip us. There are things that come as a death grip to us to try to make it seem as if that God is not going to do what he says, that it comes suddenly, even as the death of Lazarus came, but God is faithful. One thing about it, even though they were at a place where they were surrounded by olive trees, which represents an anointing and the process of an anointing that we have to go through to get to the precious, valuable things, God is faithful to do all that he promised. Jesus, when he was told about Lazarus, they went to Judah. So you have to remember that your place of Judah, your praise place, in the midst of something that looks and appears as a death grip, has to be where you continually stay. You've got to bless God and praise God when the circumstances don't look like what God has promised, or when it's come on you suddenly, or when it appears to be something that God didn't promise you. But you better know that God is faithful, and he will do everything that he says in his word concerning your life, that you will have the end that he promised you. You will have the results that he promised you. You will be the people that God has promised you, and you will go in and you will look like what he's called you to be, regardless of the death grip. That's all the time I have for today. But tomorrow, we will go back into it, and we will see the salvation of the Lord in that lesson, and we'll learn more about it. You be of good courage and of good cheer, knowing that no matter what has come after you as a death grip, no matter what is smelling in your life and trying to put an atmosphere in your mind and in your heart that this is never going to change, you better trust the word that God has spoken to you, and you better trust the word that God has promised. But this is the year and the time and the season of more than enough and overflow, regardless of what is going on around us in the economy and in politics and our lives. God has promised something that he cannot fail in, and his word is final. It must accomplish what he says, so hold on to the word of faith. God bless you, and have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back next week to have another episode of Encouraging Faith in this same topic. Be blessed.